Okay, Perek Sheni of Kilayim begins like this: Kol se'a sheyesh ba rova mimin acher yema'et. So, if you have a se'a of seeds and it has a quarter kav, that's a rova kav of some other things, and that would make it a ratio of 1/24. There's 1/24 of something else, yema'et. Then you have to lessen that amount. In other words, if there's less than 1/24 of the mixture is something else, then it's okay. It's sort of like batel b'shishim with basar v'chalav, because this is considered a small amount that is basically considered unintentional. The whole idea is that the Torah only prohibited kilayim that you want to have grow that way. But this is just something else got mixed in. It's such a small amount, nobody wants it, and it's also too little for marit ayin. So therefore, what do? If you have exactly a rova kav in a se'ah, then yema'et, so you take out a little bit of that other thing, so it'll be less than 1/24, and then you're going to be okay. Rabbi Yossi omer yavor. Rabbi Yossi's opinion is, no, if you're already starting to take out, then yavor, you have to really be borer from the whole mixture, the entirety of that other thing. Because whatever you leave in then, since you took out some of it, whatever you're leaving in seems then to be intentional. Ben mimin achad ben mishnei minin, whether it is one other species or whether another other species. In other words, what they're saying here is that, let's say you have a main species that you have, and then you have two other things mixed into it in very small amounts. Here it's saying that those two things combine, and if together those two little things are more than 1/24, then you have a problem. But you don't look at it as saying, well, you know, each one on its own is less than a 1/24. No, since both of them in combination in relation to the big thing are more than a 1/24, it's a problem. Rabbi Shimon, however, takes the other approach. Lo amru ela mimin achad. No, it has to be one. In other words, one of them has to be at least 1/24. If both of them are less than 1/24, but only together 1/24, in comparison to the big item, then it's not a problem. V'chachamim omrim no. Chachamim say no. Kol shehu kilayim baseah mitztaref larova. No, whatever is kilayim to the main thing combines with any other small amounts to this amount of 1/24. All right, now the second Mishnah of Perek Bet says like this: Bemed dvorim amorim. So when do you have this idea that a se'ah has a rova kav, you have to subtract from it? That's tvu'ah b'tvu'ah. If you have two kinds of crops mixed together, v'kitnit b'kitnit, or if you have legumes, or tvu'ah b'kitnit, v'kitnit b'tvu'ah, all mixed together. Bemet amru, which is always the terminology for a halacha l'moshe Sinai, that there is another kind of a thing. We say, ze'onei gina she'enan nechalim. If you have seeds that you put in of a food that the seeds themselves are not eaten, but you plant them and then you eat the fruit that grows on it, mitztarfin echad me'esrim v'arba benofel lebeit se'ah. What happens is these things, if you have 1/24 to the amount that you normally plant in the area of a beit se'ah, then it becomes a problem. So what they're basically saying here is that normally a se'ah of crops is planted in a beit se'ah, because a beit se'ah is defined by the amount that you plant in a se'ah, the amount of stuff that you plant in there to produce a se'ah. However, what happens is you can have something like zironegina, these little kinds of seeds, that they are very, very fine and small, and you don't stick a whole se'ah worth of them in a beit se'ah. It can be much less. So what they're saying over here is it makes it usur if as long as you have a se'ah worth of tvu'ah with these zeronim, which are going to be 1/24 out of just a kav v'chetzi of the zeronei gina, then it makes the whole mixture usur. And Rabbi Shimon says, Keshem shamru lahachmir, kach amru lahakel. He says this works both ways. It depends on how much of this you're making in a beit se'ah. So there are some things that you plant just a little bit of them in a Beit Se'ah, and some things that you plant a lot of them in a Beit Se'ah. So if there's something that you plant much more than a Se'ah in a Beit Se'ah, then you could have more than 1/24 in it. However, if there's something like we said about the Zeronei Gina that you put, they're so small, you put less than a Beit Se'ah worth in a less than a Se'ah worth in a Beit Se'ah, then it's going to be much less than a 1/24. And now they give an example, and it says, however, hapishtan b'tvuah, the flax seed, when it is with tvuah, mitzteref echad me'esuim v'arba b'nofel le'beit se'ah. That really is 1/24 in a Beit Se'ah, because they are three se'im go into a Beit Se'ah, so therefore 1/24 of them is 3/4 of a kav. And their prohibition amount is going to be, 3/4 of a kav to a se'ah of tvuah. Alrighty, and that is going to be Mishnah Aleph and Bet of the second parak.